Wild horses, oxen, and reindeer are returning to Siberia for the first time in 10,000 years. Their new home is Pleistocene Park, where, in a process called rewilding, Russian scientist Sergei Zimov is recreating an ecosystem from the Ice Age.
Horse, musk ox, reindeer will break the bushes. They will eat them. They will fertilize the soil. The grass will begin to grow. There, most of the trees will dry up, and there will be meadowlands of steppe vegetation.
But that goal is a long way off. Currently, the park supports fewer than 200 animals. In a study in the journal Cell Biology, University of Copenhagen's David Noguez warns against rewilding without greater understanding of the consequences.
To understand in which way ecosystem works, how they might react when you introduce a new species, what are the economic costs of rewilding in comparison to other more classic conservation approaches?
The recovery of wolves in America's Yellowstone National Park is often hailed as a rewilding success story. The wolf population has multiplied fivefold since 91 wolves were reintroduced in the park in the mid-1990s. The animals triggered an unexpected ecological chain reaction that continues today. The wolves keep the oak away, which allows the willows they eat to grow. The trees provide food and shelter for other animals. While wolves are closely monitored in Yellowstone, their expansion outside the park has angered ranchers. Cattle losses have increased with the wolf population. Rancher Richard Kinke says he has few options because wolves are federally protected.
Certainly I would like to see the controls loosened up on us so that we can deal with wolves.
The University of Copenhagen study argues that decision makers must consider the best science before implementing any rewilding program. It calls on policymakers and the public to first reduce threats to extinction, such as climate change, deforestation, and invasive species. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.